Pay by Stanbic. You just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse Konse pay points.
The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 tin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Sino Metals completes reconstruction of collapsed tailings dam. Bizek Piri urges Lungu family to comply with court order on repatriation. Prosecutors allege Charlie Kirk suspect confessed in hidden notes to roommates. Presents the news. I'm Mr. Low Condre. Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited has disclosed that the reconstruction of its collapsed tailings dam has been completed and is now awaiting certification before resuming mine operations. The company says it has also concluded a physical cleanup exercise which covered an 8-kilometer stretch from the dam site to the Chambishi stream in the Kalusale area, with the cleanup now subject to a formal environmental assessment. In addition, compensation for 449 affected farmers in Kitwe and Kalulushi has been finalized, with a comprehensive report submitted to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA. Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited Deputy Assistant Chief Executive Officer, Sydney Chilea, has told Phoenix News that the company has also continued to carry out regular water quality monitoring and testing in the affected areas as part of its environmental management plan, and has confirmed maintaining salary payments to workers during the shutdown period. However, Mr. Chilea says the company has suffered a total loss of production for 7 months, with a financial impact yet to be quantified.
The works are complete, just awaiting certification. And in terms of the physical cleanup, the member government instructed us to clean up the tailings from the collapsed section of the dam up to the Chambishi stream in Kalusale area. So that stretch of about 8 kilometers has been cleaned up, although it's still a subject of the assessment once the assessment commences. Number three, you are aware that government constituted a team to come up with a preliminary compensation to the farmers in Kalulushi and Kitwe districts. So the compensation has since been paid out to all the 449 farmers, that is Kitwe and Kalulushi. And the compensation report has since been submitted to ZEMA.
Operations at the mine were earlier this year halted following the dam collapse, prompting both environmental and safety investigations. Political historian Professor Bizek Piri is urging the family of late former President Edgar Lungu to comply with a court order to repatriate his remains to Zambia. The Pretoria High Court yesterday dismissed the family's application for leave to appeal against the judgment, which ordered the repatriation of the former president's remains. In an interview with Phoenix News, Professor Piri believes there is no need for further legal battles and that the former president deserves a befitting burial according to Zambian customs.
It is hoped that the Lungu family will not continue to fight that case. They should simply follow what the court has ordered, so that the case or the matter is put to rest. Body of the former president is brought to Zambia and is buried according to the laws and the customs of this country. As a people of Zambia, we want to put our former president, sister president, our father, to rest. So too should the family, so that they can also rest, because they are not resting as things they are.
Meanwhile, governance expert Wesley Mianda says the Lungu family's insistence on burying the former head of state in South Africa raises questions.
We are wondering as to why. What's so special about this case? Why should the Lungu family go on? Why should they just continue, you know, incurring those costs of keeping the ECL body, you know, in the mortuary in South Africa? Why can't they just come back to their senses and say, the government of the Republic of Zambia has been open, and it has been actually, you know, leaving the door open for dialogue.
Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has questioned President Hakainde Hichilema's stance on witchcraft after two witch doctors were sentenced to 2 years and 6 months in prison for practicing witchcraft. On Monday this week, the Lusaka Magistrates Court sentenced 43-year-old Leonard Piri and 43-year-old Mozambican national Justin Bavolese Kandunde to 2 years and 6 months in jail for the offenses of possessing charms and practicing witchcraft in an attempted plot to harm President Hichilema. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Musonda says he finds it contradictory that the president, who does not believe in witchcraft, has allowed the sentencing of the two men who attempted to harm him. He has since urged President Hichilema to forgive the prisoners and exercise his presidential powers to have them released from prison.
This kind of ruling actually turns the rhetoric of the UPND government on its head. On the one hand, the president is saying that he doesn't believe in witchcraft. How come the people who are attempting to bewitch him are taken to court and they are imprisoned, and they are found guilty by the court? This really doesn't add up. Something is wrong here, and we need to be very serious as a country about some of these things. The UPND government needs to learn to stick to what they say. Let them preach and do what they preach. So what do we believe in? Especially in a context where people are accusing people of witchcraft or these secret world things. How do you explain this? And first of all, a belief in witchcraft for a Christian nation is not only contradictory, but also embarrassing. How do you explain that a Christian nation, where a president declared that he doesn't believe in witchcraft, then sends people who to jail for attempting to bewitch the president? It's completely ridiculous.
But the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia Executive Director, Bishop Andrew Mwenda, has welcomed the court's decision, stating that witchcraft is against Zambian laws and that the courts rule based on the law and not on the country's Christian status or the president's opinion.
If you can get into the Witchcraft Act, you will find that when the courts are ruling, they don't rule because it's a Christian nation or because the president said this. They rule in accordance to the law that prevails in that nation. Witchcraft is against the laws of Zambia. One is the evidence, then they will sentence that person in accordance to the wish, or rather, the way the judge has woken up that day.
As Zambia targets to grow its rice production from an average of 30,000 tons per year to over 100,000 tons by 2030, the country must build capacity to meet both production and consumption demands with adequate rice seed. Our staffer, Michael Kaluva, gives us a report from Mansa in Luapula province, where the Japanese and Zambian governments have partnered to push for sustainable national rice production.
Zambia consumes more than 100,000 tons of rice every year. It produces just under 40,000 tons.